Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio. Today is Friday, the 13th. And, you know, we're going to make it everything but unlucky in all of this. So a couple things are going on, which we'll talk about in a moment. And first of all, I want to tell you about that song that you just heard, which is the theme song called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Vocalist on that being Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel, Grace, and myself. And that can be found at truetrinity.com. But Purpose Talk Radio comes on here, well, most Fridays. We don't quite do it every Friday anymore. We do it when there seems to be a real, legitimate purpose behind it and coming on. And what we do is bring to you topics, guests, information about living your purpose, whatever that might mean, how you came to it, how the guests and the topics came to exist, how they came to fruition in general, and, you know, ideas on how you yourself can be living your purpose as well. So with that in mind, I'm going to make sure that there's no background noise here. If I was having a little trouble being able to disconnect from something I was doing here because I couldn't find the electronics that allowed me to do that. So I will welcome to the show Jan Revelle. Welcome back to the show, actually, is what it boils down to. And we'll do an actual introduction here in a little bit. Are you there, Jan, I hope?
I am there, Cindy. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, you too. It's great to have you back here. For those who don't know, the reason, or one of the reasons that that song I Am Who I Am even exists where it does on this show is because of Jan, who was the co-host who started this show back. Was it 7 years? Yeah, we're going like 7 years ago, something like that. So it's kind of cool to be back on the other side. Every time I hear I'm on this side of the mic from where you were, it's like it's a little nerve-wracking for me.
Need for that.
I know. It's kind of fun though too to be over here. So you know, Jan went in the direction and her purpose, and I loved the theme and what was going on here so much that it was just kind of a takeover. So I guess we'll do a little more official introduction of Jan in a minute, but we've got some pressing things in this world right now, and I kind of just want to make sure we cover them, that they are evident. We know they're existing in the world right now, and so I want to make sure that we cover that a little bit. And you know, the first one is the date. You know, Friday the 13th. I know you particularly chose this date for the show, and you know, I know you're interested in numerology and the way things fall and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, what is your take on this Friday the 13th? A lot of people, I've done a superstition show, and you know, and there's actually good and bad superstitions about this day, which is kind of fun. So what are your thoughts on that, first of all?
You want to know my opinion of it?
Yeah. What do you think of Friday the 13th? You picked this date. No.
Well, my Friday the 13th has been one of my favorite days on a positive level for many, many years now. And I think it was, I think it started out like that because I made the decision that it was going to be a positive day. And it has been ever since. The only, like I told you earlier, the only time that didn't work out was on a Friday the 13th in August one time when my mother was staying with me out in Washington State, and she lived in a mobile home park in Florida, and Hurricane Charlie went through and pretty much decimated the park that she lived in. Her house, there were five out of 120 lots, there were five houses that did not get destroyed, and her house was one of those. So was it a good, bad, in between? Who knows? But you're right. There's lots of positive and negatives out there. I mean, the movie, what is there a movie, Friday the 13th, that's a kind of a horror genre? And yet it's one of my favorite days. So,
okay.
What about you?
Well, yeah, I try not to focus on negative things. So I like to try to find the positive out of everything, as hopefully my guests know by now. You know, so this, you know, when I was a kid, yeah, there were things like breaking mirrors and stepping on cracks and all that. But somehow Friday the 13th never became one of them that, you know, we played with. You know, so I try to, and 13 to me is one of those lucky numbers, actually. You know, I know my mom loves 13 for bingo. And they were married on the 13th of June, stuff like that. So for me, it's kind of been a good number as well. So when that falls on a Friday, it's like, oh, good. It's the end of when I was working more regularly. It's the end of the week, and it's a day to look forward to the next one. So, kind of where I But then we've got, you know, the other stuff that's going on in this world right now, and people are kind of lumping that together too, because, you know, this coronavirus that's going out there, and it's causing a lot of things to shut down, to change, to be altered. My campus, we had an all campus meeting yesterday, which in the 4 years I've been there, they've never done, where they had staff, faculty, and students all invited to the same meeting to discuss, you know, if there's any possibility or what will happen. We're going into spring break, luckily. So we've got a week of break, and, you know, the what will happen if we, you know, change because the issue gets worse or something like that. Even overnight here, we've got that coronavirus. We went from 17 people that have tested positive just overnight. I don't know.
Are any of those students or staff?
Not yet. No, they're in the state, just within the state. We do have one in a neighboring county. A couple of them, they're not identifying where, which is, that makes me a little uneasy, you know, that they don't identify where those are. You know, if they're, I get it if they're in the area, okay, you know. I want to know if I've been around somebody specifically, would be nice. But at the same time, you know, I try not to run scared, which I feel a lot of people are right now. And I think it's affecting decisions, some of the rational decisions. I think people are acting out of fear. And I think that's what happens with superstitions too. So, I mean, I understand backing away from crowds and stuff like that. So what are you thinking? You know, how are you handling that? Do you have any thoughts on it right now?
That the fear mongers are out in force, and they're doing everything they can to try and influence others to be afraid and therefore paranoid and therefore, you know, making, like you said, the rational decisions kind of go out the window and fear takes over, which is as unhealthy as thinking this can never affect me, so that I'm immune. Either way, the extremes are not healthy. I think that staying away from crowded situations is, at this point in time, is I guess it's the best thing to do for me. Whether it's the best thing to do for you or somebody else, I can't say. But for me, I would just as soon not put myself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you know, I'm in the age range where they say I'm susceptible to it, but I'm not immunocompromised. If I was immunocompromised, I would be really concerned, because that would be something that would be a situation condition within my life that I would be paying a lot of attention to anyway. And that would be apt to make anybody who's immunocompromised, I think, needs to take extra precautions. They just need to not be foolish. I have a neighbor who has some serious medical issues, and he went downtown yesterday, taking the bus. It was crowded, went down to a crowded downtown, spent some time, had lunch with somebody, you know, went out and had a beer at a bar, and gonna take care of it? Or was he just being foolish? In my opinion, it was pretty foolish of him to do that, because he's seriously immunocompromised. So why would he do that? My niece said to me, does he have a death wish? And I think that that's something that each individual needs to look at within themselves. You know, on the other hand, don't allow yourself to be so totally paranoid that you're paralyzed, that you can't function. That doesn't make sense either.
Uh-huh.
And like I told you, I mean, some people go for the flu shot. Will the flu shot deal with coronavirus? I don't know.
Nope.
It's questionable.
They're pretty much saying no, because usually the flu virus vaccines are like 3 years behind.
Yeah, right.
So they didn't see this coming.
And that's true all the time, every year, something like that.
Right. So,
I believe in the old-fashioned herbal remedies, and it's because I've had so much experience with them. And all the experiences that I've had have been, I would have to say, 98 to 99% effective. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to rely on my herbal remedies. If I go out to go shopping or something, I take some before I go. I take some when I get back home. If I feel like I'm starting to get a fever, which I don't, but if I feel a little unsteady for whatever reason, usually emotionally unsteady, I'll take some more. Because it not only is a physical deterrent to getting sick, it's an emotional deterrent.
Right.
And when you are emotionally completely stable and healthy, as far as your physical condition is concerned, then I don't believe that anything can touch you. On the other hand, you know, I don't believe in this fantasy world either of, like we said earlier, the universe is going to take care of you. Well, maybe, you know, that guy in the flood who had first the horse and then the boat and then the helicopter and died and said to God, why didn't you take care of me? And God said, what are you talking about? I sent you all these things and you just ignored it.
Exactly. And I agree with you. They're saying, it's viral, so that we can't do anything about it, per se, as far as that's concerned. But that we do wrap it up, and that we, as far as our health is concerned, we do what we need to do with it. So, you know, you get enough sleep, you drink your water, you do all that kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
So it's
and
cool.
Wash your hands with soap and water. The hand sanitizer is not going to take care of the germs because it doesn't break down the outer coating or the outer skin of the bacteria.
Exactly.
So you have to use soap and water to wash your hands. I mean, don't go overboard. And buying a lot of toilet paper, the coronavirus doesn't even have diarrhea as one of its side effects. So what's the deal with the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Crazy. Just crazy.
Yeah. So, all right. So we don't want to belabor that like a lot of the medias and things are doing. And I want to go into the actual topic of the show. I mean, we had to touch on it because we are, you know, because it is on the day. So,
right.
But I want people to know a little bit more about who and what you are and what this topic is about, because it's on a much better note and things like that. And I want to talk a little bit about what created this summit and people going business and their divine intervention, or divine intervention, well, their divine purpose and things like that as well. So folks, like I said, Jan has been part of our show in the past. You know, she used the term that maybe we'll get into, but I'm avoiding at this point purposely in her description that she liked. It was actually one of the reasons that turned me away from the show way back when, but I've come to accept it, but it's not really within the realms of this right now. But, you know, basically Jan's had some of her own thoughts and processes over her lifetime that have, you know, been out of the box, so to speak. And as an adult, she learned to use the logical side of her brain and became an intuitive business coach. She helps spiritual entrepreneurs launch a business so they can share their gifts with the world. Mainly, she removes overwhelm and the scariness, as we've been talking, of business, and brings to life the excitement and joy that heart-centered entrepreneurs experience when they can use their gifts to enrich the lives of their clients. And actually, in the process of that, what I like is in the process of that, enriching their own life. So we want to talk a little bit about that and where that's going from here. So first of all, how did you get in, you know, it took you to be an adult, as you said, to start using that logical side of your brain as far as business is concerned. So I guess I want to back up a little bit on some of that. You know, was that because some of the out-of-the-box stuff was working for you because it was the best that you could do at the time? Did society kind of force you as an adult to turn some of that a different direction? Or what brought you to that point?
You're so funny, avoiding that term. Everybody, the term she's avoiding
is woo-woo. Woo-woo stuff. You know, we don't do the card readings as much anymore. You know, that's not because there's a stereotype. There's that connection to that I don't see and never really experienced with you as far as being a woo-woo kind of thing, even over the years that you did the readings and stuff like that. So that's part of the reason why I avoid that, I guess. So go ahead.
That's interesting. It's actually a compliment I guess it's a quasi-compliment that you didn't experience that much with me. But in any case, I just have always been more of the, I used to say that I was so woo-woo that my feet never even touched the ground. I was just out there and couldn't function all that well in the physical world. And it was because of a relationship that I got into that I learned to the things that were needed to become self-sufficient, to take care of myself, to create a business that was actually going to succeed instead of just going by the seat of my pants all the time. So it really was thanks to that relationship that I ended up learning about business and then got involved on the business end of the jobs that I was in. So I was a medical transcriptionist for many years, which is great. You know, it didn't require any sort of serious logic, business logic. But once I ended up starting to work in the hospital and became a supervisor, then I had to start learning. And one of the vice presidents in that hospital was a very linear, logical guy. And I knew that if I wanted to get him to agree to something, that I had to be able to present what I wanted in such a way that he could understand it. It didn't matter what I had to say. What mattered is, how is he going to hear it? And this is something that has become really, is a useful trait for any coach, is what can your client hear? Not what you have to say, not how you think about things, not how you feel. And even if it is about that, is your client going to be able to hear? Because they may speak a very different language than you do. They may not speak the language of feeling or the language of gifts or whatever. They may have a very logical, linear process in their brain. And you need to be able to, we, all of us, need to be able to learn to interpret our own personal inner language to the language of whoever we're speaking with, whether it's a boss or a client or a patient or a student, doesn't really matter. It's what is their language and how are they going to understand what you need them to understand or what you have to offer. I think that right. kind of went off on a tangent on you, didn't it?
Not entirely. I mean, it's something that you're right. In general, I mean, it didn't quite answer the question that it was asking, but at the same time, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And I think that's where life is in general. We've got to listen to, you know, those around us to be able to have a good communication with them. And I think to turn it kind of back to the question, we kind of have to learn our own language too. You know, what can we understand, you know, as we hear those divine messages, those, if you want your woo-woo stuff, that's fine. You know, those internal spiritual gut voices that we hear, you know, we need to be able to interpret those for ourselves as well as for other people.
Right.
So,
you know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I think that's where it comes from. So,
well, if your listeners are interested, there was one of the books that I found real helpful with it was called The Five Love Languages. I don't even remember the author, but The Five Love Languages. And it deals with relationships and whether you're speaking the language of your partner. And that was a book that allowed me to figure out, like you just talked about, my own language. So then being able to listen to the other person to hear their language, the way they process language, and therefore be able to interpret it. And it's not that big a deal. It's not that hard. But mm-hmm. that's a wonderful resource book.
Yeah, and the author of that is Gary Chapman.
Okay.
So yeah, it is a good book. So if anybody's interested in adding to their library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how does that turn into, you know, understanding that, going from that into, you know, becoming this intuitive coach for you?
Well, because I finally was able to learn to speak both languages, the language of the, what do we want to call it, the spiritual language and the business mm-hmm. language, the language of logic. So being able to speak both of those languages allows me to help the spiritual entrepreneur who may not yet be at the point where they can get their feet on the ground and understand the logical language and the things that are needed in order to create a business, which is very logical. So I can help them I can translate for them. So I speak both languages and I'm able to intercede and translate.
Okay. Yeah, and I know you and I have talked a lot. I've kind of gone the other way, gone from this real stringent logical thing to going, okay, there is something else here. And listening to that and being able to respond to it as opposed to going, I don't hear that. Nope, not me. So, yes, I can understand that, trying to meld those two, because most people are one or the other. Well, in life, they're more than, they're one or the other, even though I think everybody's got both sides in them. It's just developing them to be able to respond to other people.
Right.
As well,
and there'll always be one language or one side, as you call it, that is stronger than the other. There's never a total. It's never 50-50. And why would you want it that way? I mean, that would be boring.
Right. And it's the same thing, for those that aren't in that area. There's a lot of things like personality tests out there, and strengths, and various things. And it's the same kind of thing. You've got that specific personality attached to you, but there's days that other things come out, and it's like, oh yeah, am I an introvert? Well, yeah, I'm an introvert, but for a radio show or for a presentation at class, I'll find the extrovert part of me, and that kind of thing with other people. They're out in this public community. They love the hubbub of the shopping malls and the people and the da da da. But you know what? There is a point where they say, I got to go find my space and rejuvenate. So,
right.
I think it's the same kind of thing with this, the spiritual versus the logical versus anything else that might come in there. If people want to think about it that way.
Yeah, and it's, to some extent, it's unfortunate that we use the term versus, because we're all intuitive. And we're all logical, and we're all in between, and, we're all of these things. And I think the important thing is learning to integrate all of those aspects within ourselves as best we can to create as balanced a personality as possible. That doesn't mean it's 50-50. It just means you're more aware of who you are and how you respond in the world.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. So that basically what you do with folks when you do your coaching. Do you look at that aspect and help them do that? Or where are you coming from on this?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So,
where am I coming from? What?
Okay, so when you, this, what we were talking about, the versus one or the other, and that we have all these parts of us. So when you're talking to people in business, obviously they have to be able to integrate both of these sides to be able to have, a successful business, depending upon what their audience is and all of that. Is that some of what you're doing as far as your intuitive coach is looking at that with folks and being able to help them bring out both sides of that? Or how, what do you do when you're saying intuitive coach? What does that mean? Maybe that's a simpler question for you.
Well, most of the people I work with are healers, artists, body workers, tarot card readers, and angel card readers, coaches, all of that tend to deal a little more on the emotional side of the brain, and helping them to integrate more of the quote-unquote logical side of the brain is a really important thing to do. And or if they're, as they're creating their new business, if they say, look, Jan, I don't want to know. I don't want to know how to create a website. I don't want to know how to create a membership site, but I want somebody to do it for me, to be able to provide those resources for them. So either the do-it-yourself resources or the get-it-done-for-you type resources. Because everybody's going to have a different level of where they are, where they're starting, where they want to go. You know, if they're a healer and they want to do energy work, can they do it online? Well, yes, they can. They can also do it on the phone. They can do it, you know very well, that they can do it by Skype. They can do it long distance. I've done healing on Facebook without the other person even being aware of it. But those people, if you want to be able to reach a larger audience, then you have to have a way to reach that larger audience. And the only way to do that, there's several ways. I mean, you can have a Facebook page. You can get on Twitter. You can get on Instagram. You can do lots of things that way. But you also would be remiss if you did not have a website, even if it was just a one-page website. Of course, anymore you have to have privacy policy in terms of service, but that's
right.
Something that, you know, that we don't include that when we say a one-page website. But even that, that's something that lets people know who you are, what you're doing, how to get in touch with you, and how much you charge for what you do. And some of that is really challenging for the healer type person, in particular, how much you charge for what you do and having that conversation with your client. Mm-hmm. And it needs to happen right up front. But that's part of that, that gets into that whole logical brain that needs to be something that a healer can become more comfortable with.
Right. So I think there's a lot of, not a lot of, but there is some backlash for folks that are readers or healers. It's like, well, you get that free. That's not something that's going to cost you something. Well, yeah. But your business, creating a business is. And it's like, well, why is it a business?
Right.
So, yeah, it's understanding that for oneself to be able to then turn that to the clients and say, well, yeah, you know,
yeah.
It's still time in my life. So
one of the speakers at the summit is Karen Russo, who talks about money. She wrote a couple of books on money. And one of the things she says is when somebody says to you, well, you got this gift for free, so you shouldn't be charging for it. It's not just the gift that you're charging for. It's your time. It's your experience, it's your training, it's your professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turned around as the healer, as the tarot card reader, if you turned around to your client and said, well, let's see, you have a business that is doing what, selling something, whatever it is, pay very much to get that product that you're selling to me for 100, 200% markup. So why aren't you simply selling it to me for exactly what you pay for it? Well,
nice.
Then they're going to look at it and they're going to understand that there's overhead. There's, you know, you got to pay for your phone, for your electricity, for your house mortgage payment or rent or whatever. And you also have personal expenses that you need to take care of. So it's still an area where that is very emotionally charged and where anybody who is on that healer, in that healer type of a work, has a problem with. And
mm-hmm.
the people who accuse them of that they should be giving this thing away for free, the healer needs to learn that conversation of being able to turn it around to that person. You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if the person who's dissing them is a working person or somebody who stays at home type person, they still have expenses that have to be met. So
true.
Who pays those expenses? You know, it's an exchange, it's a fair exchange. And again, money, we talk about money being just an energy flow, which it really is. That emotion, those emotions get so tied up in it, and it's really hard to let go of it sometimes, or to come to terms, or to understand a way to be able to turn it around and be comfortable with saying, you're paying for my professionalism, my knowledge, the education that I've had in order to be able to give this to you, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just something that I have for free, quote unquote.
Right, and I know a couple of healers that use exactly what they don't say. This is my fee. This is the energy exchange that I'm requesting. So, for some people, that makes it a little easier. So, before I get into the summit with you, I want to tell people how they can participate in this show if they are listening to it. First of all, there is the chat box at the very bottom of the show page that is open for you if you want to type in questions. And are listening through the Blog Talk Network. Obviously, once that the show ends, that is no longer available to you. You can also, during the show, Skype in with the Skype icon that's on the top of the show page, or call in at 347-205-9074. Again, that's 347-205-9074. If you are listening live or archived and are on Facebook, at Facebook conversation, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. We do have a group where the show is pinned to the top of that group for right now. And then as shows pop up, we do adjust those ones that are pinned. You just have to look for the date of the show. And with the title of today's show of Launching a Business with Freedom and Authenticity. So, feel free to join us there, whether you're listening live or archived, and put in comments and feedback with that as well. Excuse me. So you brought up the idea of the summit, and that's kind of where we want to go with this discussion today. And as I understand summits, there's been a few of them out there over time. They call them, affiliate conferences and all this. There's a couple different names for them. But basically a gathering of like-minded people helping under a certain topic. And in this case, it appears this is if your summit is for launching business. And now, have you gathered the healers, or are you setting up the summit for healers or both at this point?
So the purpose of the summit is, of course, we love to have everybody come in, but the purpose of the summit is for spiritual entrepreneurs, healers, coaches, artists who are ready to build a business and to launch their business and to share their gifts with the world instead of just the corner where they live.
Okay. And so what type of people are going to be part of the summit on the delivery end?
The speakers?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got Sherry Bowers is going to I call her the techie queen. She's going to be talking about websites and techie stuff and email autoresponders and all of that kind of stuff. I've got somebody talking about the legalities. We have one person who's talking about imposter syndrome, which I found intriguing and had to look up what it was. And it's basically, I think of it as being fake, but it's that syndrome that I might have that somebody would think that I'm a fraud. So I want to be what they want me to be. If I was working somewhere and wanting to make sure that nobody knew that I was really afraid, and that they would think that I was a fake they compliment me and say, oh, what a great job you've done. And I go, well, yeah, it really was so-and-so did it. And, I'm just along for the ride type thing. I have a wonderful person who lives in, I've got two people out in Norway, actually. Jamie does archetypes and using your archetype in your branding to make it really authentic. Like I said, Karen Russo is going to talk about healers and how a healer can make money in today's world. And I've got a couple of a writer who is a writer. He has no real, he's not in copywriting. I have a dynamic copywriter who's going to be there, but Jeff is just writing. And he's somebody who has done some writing for me in the past, and I thought he was really wonderful, so I asked him to be part of it. And Stephanie's going to be talking about 5 different ways to attract your divine audience. And Kristen is on Facebook ads, and then we got somebody on making money with Instagram. And I have a software, well, I call him a software magician, but a software person who develops software. And I said to him, can you make a software that I could put on my website that would allow, you know, like you see some of the ones where you can go and pick a tarot card and get a reading off of it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And he said, oh, sure. Well, in the 2 weeks in between that question and interviewing him, he not only had the software developed, he had 3 different iterations of the software. So that's pretty exciting. Now we have tarot readers, any kind of card reader, numerologist, they can all have this, get this software to put on their website, which is going to attract clients, obviously. I've got somebody else who's talking about membership sites and how to create a membership site. And another, Milana Lashinsky, who has created a program called Group Coaching Genie. So if somebody wants to create a group coaching program, she's got this whole site that is kind of a do-it-all-for-you type of a site. It's fantastic. And then there's me, turning your dream into a dream business. Now you know all the speakers.
Well, that's pretty encompassing.
It is, yeah.
So, okay, so what kind of energy, green energy, is involved in this for people to participate in this?
What kind of green energy?
Yeah.
Nothing. Well, actually, the summit itself is free. You can just sign up and participate in the summit. You can also purchase the full access pass, which gives you all of the recordings for the entire summit. So if you can't make it to any of the sessions, you'll have them all available to you. Plus, there's a couple of meditations that are a bonus to that, meditations that I've done. One is about relaxing, meditating for focus and clarity, and one is connecting with your inner power mind.
Okay. And I said, okay, so when is this being held? Where is it being held? How do people connect with this, with the summit?
Well, people don't have to worry about coronavirus because it's an online summit.
There you go.
So that's
or
pretty easy part of
email.
It. Yeah. So they can go, anybody who wants to be part of it can go to it at, wait, where'd it go? There we go. The link to it is bit.ly/HWL Summit. And that's for healers who launch summit. So that's the short link is bit.ly/HWL Summit. And they can then sign up and get emails and about what the dates are. And I mean, it starts Monday, so we're right on the cusp here, and it goes for a week. So there'll be three sessions every day for this coming week.
Oh, and you said now, okay, so they can catch those live. And then if they don't catch them live, is there any time of replay for them at all?
Yes, they'll have 48 hours to, well, actually they'll only have 24 hours to be able to download or listen to access the videos because they're all videos, to access them from that individual session. But if they want to get the whole series, they can purchase that and they can listen to them in their own, whenever they want.
Okay.
And they'll get all of those, they'll get the bonuses up front, the meditations up front, but they'll get the recordings, the all of the interview recordings at the end of the summit after it's over, within 48 hours after it's over, they'll have access to all of them. And it's lifetime access, so it's not like you can only get them and then you're done.
Okay. So is this an interview format? Are you interviewing these folks, or are they just going to be talking off the cuff?
Well,
okay,
it's both. It's both. It's interviews, but you know me. I like to have conversations with people. So
right.
It's a. Most of them are actually pretty fun. And we have a couple of areas where I had to kind of stop the interview because the maintenance guy was driving right by my window. So the lawnmower was really loud. And... Well, I left it into the interview because, hey, why not? But, yeah, so it's all, there's definitely, I won't say format to it, but there are definite questions that I wanted to ask each individual because these are experts in their field. And so I wanted to know what their secrets were, what were some inside secrets that they were willing to share with my audience. So it gets, we get some nitty gritty going on.
So I recognize a few of the names from your, and I'm gonna jump in a direction that you probably didn't expect this to go, but some of the names from your 13, as I recall it was, spiritual leaders at one point. And it was
for
another
the,
book that you had done.
For the feminine spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
There's Karen Russo was in that, but I think she's the only one that I've got on here that was in that book. And chapter is going to be also going to be a bonus.
Okay. Yeah, that was the name
but
I
every
for sure.
Every one of the speakers has either a freebie or a really low cost gift that they're offering.
Oh, nice. So there's additions to this beyond what you've been explained here. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. 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 So it's not just listening. It's, you know, at the end of each of the interviews, they offer whatever it is that they're going to offer.
Okay. So what are you hoping folks get out of the summit?
I want any healer, regardless of whether they're a coach, body worker, artist, whatever brand of healing they do, I want them to recognize that not only are they capable of having a business, it's time for them to launch their business, to get out there, to share their gifts with the world, and to make it happen. And this is the whole purpose of the summit, is to help them turn their dream of having a business into creating their divine business. That's my goal.
Okay.
And it's things that I've done in the past, Cindy, with other seminars and workshops that I've held, is how can I help other people achieve what it is that they want to do. And in this case, because I am a healer, I want to be able to help other healers to launch their business so that they can reach a wider audience and hopefully the whole world. I mean, not everybody in the whole world is going to come to me or to any individual. There's always going to be a no. You know, somebody's going to say no, but it gives you the opportunity, more people than you ever could, by simply being in your hometown, by doing meetup, you can put a lot of money into Facebook ads and still limit the audience that you can reach and your clientele. And if you feel like you have a gift, then you also probably feel like you have an obligation to share that gift. But you don't necessarily know how. And that's my goal, is to help you turn that into a business and show you how and what you need to do and help you get there to build that divine business so you can share.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. So how long have you been doing this type of work yourself now? I know you've had some other jobs, like you said, the medical transcription. You've done massage therapy, and I get a feeling you've incorporated the spiritual stuff or the emotional stuff into that, even, because I've heard other massage therapists say that too. You know, it's not just the training on that; you do more with it.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things that you've had, as you know, you've been a puppy caretaker with your daughter. I know. Your niece. You know, stuff like that. So, you know, how long you've been doing this type of work now?
Well, gosh, you want to know the first time I actually created a summit?
Well, either a summit or just the healing type work. I know you said you've been an intuitive coach, but, you know.
Well, you know, when you're doing... I think to some extent, anybody who's in the healing realm is sort of a coach, counselor, whatever you want to call them, because people come to you with their hopes, their dreams, their aches, their pains, whatever, and they're looking for some sort of a solution. And if you are at all intuitive, and you've experienced this yourself, I know, if you're at all intuitive, you allow that intuition to speak through you to address them. So no matter what I've been doing in the past, and gosh, I started massage therapy back in the 70s. But so since that time, which is a long time ago now, I've been working with people both, like I said, doing massage therapy, but also working with them on coaching them in creating in relationships, in their studies, which sounds kind of strange, but there it is, and in their businesses. This is just something that has been progressive all of this time, and it finally I've had people say to me, Jan, you need to do this as a business. You do it all the time. You need to do it as a business. I want to pay you to help me with this. I go, oh, okay. How much would you like to pay? What's it worth to you? And the money that they come up with astounds me at how much it's worth to be able to create a business, because it's life-changing. Half of the time, instead of my saying, well, this is what my fee is, and, you know, this here's the contract, I say, well, what is it worth it to you? It doesn't mean when somebody says it's worth $10,000 that I'm going to charge them $10,000. That would be nice, but that isn't necessarily what's going to happen. I like that idea, though.
And what's made you continue it at this point through, okay,
well,
you've alluded to age, so, you know, along the way when you started here, and you say, saying you're a massage therapist in the 70s, so that's been quite a nice span of time. So what said you'd be able to continue that through all this time?
How could I not? I mean, it's almost one of those things where I didn't have the ability to not do it, because for some reason people would come to me and they would just start sharing their personal life or business life, or in the conversation it would come up, and we would end up with a coaching session. So it just continued growing and growing. until there really, I felt there really wasn't any choice but to go ahead and make it a profession and then continue doing it. And now helping, now that I have had others who have been paying me and who have had success, of course, then bringing it to the wider market. She disappeared.
No, I didn't disappear. I took a breath and went, okay, so where do you want me to go with the next question? That's all.
Okay.
The intuitive says what's next.
Well, you know, Cindy, I think that anybody who is intuitive and who wants to create and get their business going, that this is an opportunity that they really shouldn't miss. And I can't stress it enough. I think that these speakers are really powerful. They're they're professional. They're just the best, really. They really are I think they're the best. Let's put it that way. And almost all of the speakers are people that I've known and work referred business back and forth. And so I trust what they have to say. And because I know a little bit about them, then I can, you know, the interviews that we've done are quite a bit more personable than they would be if I didn't know them.
Right.
So,
and
anyway,
I think,
go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe some of them were not necessarily with the feminine spiritual leaders that you did, but maybe it's exactly people that have been on the show, people have, you know, that have shared their interests and their skill set at other times in the show even. So I think that's where some of the names seemed familiar.
Well, and all of these people obviously have websites and have a following and, you know, YouTube channels and all of that. So there's plenty of that. So I think that people should go to the site. That's the bit.ly site, bit.ly/HWL Summit, Healers Who Launch Summit, and sign in. So you'll be ready for Monday when we launch, when we get going. And the first interview airs at 10:30, Monday morning.
What time zone?
Oh, Eastern. Sorry.
Yep. We're global here, so you gotta watch.
Yeah, right.
So.
Right.
And
10:30 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, and Europe will not be on daylight savings time yet either. So.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't change till the end of March, and when I post the shows in March, I got to be very careful that I adjust back an hour from what I normally
do.
Okay. Anything else we did not specifically cover that you wanted to today?
Not that I can think of. You've been great and you've been pretty thorough. I just hope people will go ahead and join the summit and find a lot of value out of it.
Oh, okay.
And of course, I'll be offering my program at the end of it, but
there you go. Of course.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, and exactly. It's further opportunity. You know, it's an introductory of sorts to begin with for folks to get to connect to these various people that they may not be able to do otherwise. And then, yes, like you said, all of them do have their own programs beyond that. And, you know, hopefully people will find someone that they connect to for whatever reason, you know, that they can maybe work with beyond that and help with their websites or help with their promotion or whatever it is. And just, you know, with you even just connecting to understanding who they are and what they have to offer the world, you know, as the show has been from the very beginning. It's, you know, what is your purpose? How can you share who and what you are with others? So, for that, I appreciate what you're launching here.
All right.
So, okay. As we've discussed, the link's there. The link is also in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. We do still want to send folks out, Jan, with an affirmation. If you have one that you'd like to put out, we can do that. Otherwise, we can create one based on some of what you've said here. And so, is there something that you think would fit, or shall we just divine create one?
I think that the best thing, your theme song comes to mind also is I am who I am. And I think that a great affirmation is that I allow the divine to bring me the best of everything, myself, my business, my world.
And I'm typing it in there right now. I missed one of them. Something, myself, you said something, my something in my world. I missed part of it. I know. It came creative and I didn't type that. Yep. Well, I
all
just
right.
added.
Well, as long as we all let the divine direct our lives, will be good.
There
but
you go.
Take precautions, people. Don't be foolish.
Right. Okay, so the I am who I am. I allow the divine to bring about the best of everything in myself, my life, and my world.
Yes.
Is what you said. So, perfect. That's a good affirmation. We'll put that in there. Conversations group as well as we hit send.
All right.
Okay. Anybody have any last blaring questions? I see somebody typing, but I don't know if it's going to be a question or a comment. Okay, just a comment. I give the last ditch if you want to call in 347-205-9074. I don't see anything in the chat room, and I don't see anybody on the lines, but 347-205-9074. Okay, and just one more time, the summit starts at 10:30 Eastern time.
On Monday.
On Monday, it would be 8:30 Pacific and 7 at that point to the UK. So we'll see how that goes, and then they'll get the link once they sign up. They'll get the link of how to get in and all that, right?
Right.
And that comes with it. So okay, I don't see anybody chomping at the bit here with any other questions. So I appreciate your time, Jan, always, and you know, it was great to have you back here again. You're welcome back anytime, of course. And I,
well, thank
I wish
you.
Luck.
No, it was great to talk with you.
Okay. And we'll catch up with you on the summit then. I'll put you back on hold if you want to pay attention
okay.
to the rest of the show and talk again soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
So, of course, as I said, that was Jan Revelle with the Healers Who Launch Summit that's coming up on Monday. And again, it's a bit.ly short link on that, bit.ly/HWL Summit. If you want to sign up for that, that would be awesome. It is free to listen to it when you do it live or within the 24 hours of each of the three broadcasts throughout the day for the next week. And you can purchase that beyond that if you want to if you find that you really like those, which hopefully you will, and want to keep those for upcoming use as well. So that's where we are on that. Again, Purpose Talk Radio, if you want to be a part of this show in the future as a guest, if you have some ideas of who we can have as guests, please do send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Would love to have you be a part of that. I was going to ask Jan about her skydiving here, just for fun of it. Nah, she can comment on that in the conversation page. But she sent me over that fun skydiving photo that is part of, unless she wants to come back on, she can hit one, come back on and talk about it. I thought that was pretty fun as a promo for the show in the Facebook event. Like I said, she's done a lot of different things around here and got me involved in Purpose Talk Radio and even the songwriting thing that I had to do. We were doing it already, but it really gave us a purpose to be able to, do something with that music, which at one point, you know, we weren't doing. We were just talking about it. And, it was cool to find the purpose in that song and in the other things that we each are doing as True Trinity. Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself that are doing that song, theme song of I Am Who I Am. And so, based on all that stuff, you know, we've got a purpose. We've got some reason to be here. All of us do. And, you know, we don't want to succumb to the fear might be out there in a lot of things right now. We do want to acknowledge it. We want to acknowledge our emotions in everything we do, whether it be business, personal, spiritual, in our interactions with other people. We do want to acknowledge those emotions in what we do. And I see the response was that hasn't actually done the skydiving, but it's on the list, so to speak. So it was a fun photo. Anyway, so, you know, we want to acknowledge that. And we want to acknowledge our emotions. We want to acknowledge our own personal inner and outer thoughts on those things and be able to be the best person we can be. And so that's what Purpose Talk Radio is all about. That's what all of the positive talk is about when we do it. And we talk about positive news media upcoming in July. My gosh, that's already out. Has to start getting out the door with that one. I know one of our listeners is going to be reminding me of that because March is about when we start launching that as well and figuring out what we're doing with that. So, and that's one of my purposes in life, is to work with that. So, folks, you know, we do try to air on at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's either 7 or 8 in the U.K. till we get time changed. It'll be 8 o'clock again at the end of the month. But whoever you are, wherever you are, I thank you for listening to this show. I invite you to share that the link to the show is at the same one where the original was. You're invited to share that with anybody, and you can listen to the archived show at that point. In fact, it'll be ready about 5 minutes after we close out today. And in the meantime, I'm wishing you all soul blessings and invite you to be who you are.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.